Welcome to Radio Live Green Smart and to our discussion on hydroponics and the development of organic urban gardens using grow systems. You're more than welcome to call us on 27, that is South Africa, 082-651-4273 or on Skype at emmanuel.van.der.melen. I'll read that to you again. Echo, Mike Alpha, November, Uniform, Echo, Lima. That is Emmanuel. And then my surname is Victor Alpha November. And then a dot or a period, Delta Echo Romeo. And then another period or a dot, and then Mike Echo Uniform Lima Echo November. And the lines are open. You're more than welcome to phone with anything, any questions related to green consciousness, etc. I'm your host, Emmanuel. And some background on Radio Live Green Smart. It's a forum to discuss green living and eco-friendly living and everything related to eco or green. And importantly, it's a forum to discuss where you see disrespect for the environment firsthand. Bring that to us and we will take it further and assist with the environment disrespect. Use contact us on our website. Please provide clear information. Now to tonight's discussion about hydroponics. The word hydroponic comes from the Latin and means working water. Simply, it's the art of growing plants without soil. When most people think of hydroponics, they think of plants grown with their roots suspended directly into water with no growing medium. This is just one type of hydroponic gardening known as nutrient film technique. There are several variations of nutrient film technique used around the world, and it is a very popular method of growing hydroponically. What most people don't realize is that there are countless methods and variations of hydroponic gardening. Tonight we will explore some variations as we delve into the topic. Why does hydroponics work so well? That's simple. If you give a plant exactly what it needs, when it needs it, in the amount that it needs it, the plant will be as healthy as is genetically possible. With hydroponics, this is an easy task. In soil, it is far more difficult. With hydroponics, the plants are grown in an inert growing medium and a perfectly balanced pH. Adjusted nutrient solution is delivered to the roots in a highly soluble form. This allows the plant to uptake its food with very little effort, as opposed to soil where the roots must search out the nutrients and extract them. Foster better growth and much greater yields are just some of the many reasons that hydroponics is being adapted around the world for commercial food production, as well as growing number of home hobby gardeners. Ozzy, who's the owner of Urban Veggies, will give us some more information on this very interesting topic. He'll tell us about the different grow systems and his vision for hydroponics in an urban area setting. Welcome, Ozzy, to our Radio Live Green Smart interview and discussion.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. Would you like to give us a small introduction of yourself and the company Urban Veggies?
Yeah, sure. Basically, Urban Veggies I'm Aussie. I'm from the Free State. So what happens is I moved to the city where there's not a lot of space to growing anything. I mean, if you're on a 14th floor of a metropolitan building, you would still be able to actually grow anything you want, from veggies and flowers and whatever you want. You're just using the principle of growing it directly into the water instead of growing it into your normal soil and carrying up your soil. And so what I've done coming from the Free State, I decided veggies is my passion. So I started a company called Urban Veggies, where I actually designed the systems. Like you mentioned, you get a nutrient form solution system, and then you get a deep water culture, and there's a couple of other ones. But I've combined those two specifically to produce the best quality of veggies and the quickest growth without any chemicals, just using organic chemicals to produce the veggies. And that's where Urban Veggies basically comes from and started from.
Okay, thank you, Aussie. Can I just ask that you maybe speak a little bit closer to the phone? You are coming through, but it could be a little bit clearer.
Yes, is that better?
That's better, yes. Okay, so me being vegetarian and wanting to grow veggies at home, are you saying that this would be... Give me more advantages than just planting it in the soil? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Your production is a lot bigger in quantity. Let's say spinach would be taking about 6 to 9 months.
Yes.
Probably grow up to a stage where you'd be able to harvest.
Okay.
With hydroponics, you'd be able to get the same results in the time span of about 3 months.
Okay.
So automatically that is, it's a lot quicker.
Okay.
And also that would help with putting your nutrients in, which is a organic nutrient, helping your plant grow, and that would actually be in a controlled environment where you see every day, where you actually sit every day and see, okay, your veggies are growing very well, and you don't need pesticides because there's movement and there's people around. And your nutrients also include the nutrients I make and supply. It's a garlic substrate, and from there on that also repels insects and bugs that would normally eat you and harm your vegetables.
I see. When you say in a controlled environment, are you saying that it should be like in a greenhouse, or in what sense do you mean a controlled environment?
A controlled environment is where you still have your natural sun, but it's not out in the field. So you don't have other bushes and other plants that would actually work against attracting certain insects.
Okay.
So if you're growing, let's say, spring onions and lettuce together, you won't get the aphids that you would normally get on lettuce, because the spring onions, the flavor and the scent would use a natural cure of getting away from all of the aphids going onto your lettuce.
Okay, very interesting. Right, so coming back to another point, how did Urban Vegetables start?
Well, I was staying in a small space with only a little balcony, and still the cost of veggies has gone up. If you think tomatoes in the last couple of years, you could buy a little bag for R2.50, and it increased up to about R6, R7 at that stage. And I decided, okay, so I'm saving a bit of money, so I'll grow my own tomatoes and lettuce, which is basic sandwich ingredients, which already would save you quite a bit of shopping. And that hassle of, oh, I've run out, so I'm going to have to run to the store. What I've done is just walked outside, get from my balcony, and there, made myself a sandwich. Yeah, so that's one of the reasons I started the whole business, and the company comes from there as well.
Okay.
And then I had a friend who was a plumber, and he said, no, let's put a certain type of piping together and have a whole system running. And I've designed the system around two different systems using an idea that already existed. But this one you can actually run on solar panels and without any hassles, just plug it in, put your water in, and leave it to grow.
Oh, you mean the solar panel is connected to the water pump, or where does the solar panel fit into it?
The solar panel will actually connect to your water pump and your egg pump. Having your veggies in water, you would need oxygenation.
Okay.
So a lot of the oxygen would come from either the plants or something that produces air or oxygenates there. But in this case, because your roots is underneath the water and underneath the place where there's not a lot of air, your solar panel would just power your pumps, your water pump and your air pump.
Okay, so that means even the cost, the small cost of the electricity is saved in this way.
That also saves, yes. And for your nutrients, you don't have to buy nutrients then. And I also supply basically a kitchen scrap bucket, which produces a worm tea. And many people know about the worm tea.
Okay.
And that is enough nutrients in a well-balanced area where your water flows permanently. And as soon as the sun comes up, your water starts flowing. Your water gets aerated. And you add a bit of the nutrients and automatically your veggies is happy.
Yes, I understand. So just by the way, seeing as we are slowly going international with Radio Live Green Smart, how do you get your product to your customers at this stage?
At this stage, it's basically my product comes in a box already. So what happens is you place your order, it's either online or you can call me, email me directly, and I already have a box of product. You can just give me your address and I'll post that one to you. The postage is about 150, 200 rand.
Yeah.
And if it's international, it would probably be. But if you order a system, it comes to your door via courier or via your local post, and you can go collect it either at your post office or have it delivered to your door or office or wherever.
Okay, understood. So international, it won't be a problem?
It won't be a problem having international.
Okay. Ozzy, so far it sounds very, very interesting. I think my wife is missing out on a very interesting topic. So rest assured we will have another talk. And then just going further, we've more or less covered this, but maybe you want to add to why hydroponics as opposed to other growing methods.
Well, the basic idea of hydroponics is quite nice, because it doesn't matter where you stay or if there's soil around or whatever you need to grow a normal plant. With your hydroponics, you can basically put a system up and know exactly, okay, that this plant in 2 weeks I'll be able to harvest from this plant and then start producing your next one already. So you can basically cycle your plant, and so you always have food around the year. And certain seasons you grow a couple of different things, and let's say winter lettuces, and in summer you just use summer lettuce. So you always have lettuce. And the greens you mostly use, if you put a bigger system up, you have a more variety of beans and different veggies. In smaller systems, I would go for something that would be, let's say a small system and you know you eat a lot of spring onions. Then you know you have spring onions all year, or you have whatever veggie you prefer the whole year.
Okay.
And the maintenance, there's no maintenance really. And like I said, with the normal plant, you go and you add water once a day or once every second day in your veggie garden. But in this case, you basically plug in, you just leave it, and you come back to harvest and make sure, okay, your plant is still growing. So there's no physical effort. So I went away for 3 months on my from my system I've got at home and came back, and the only problem was harvesting. It was amazing.
Okay. And the seeds, I get that. Do I need to get small plants, or can I start off with seeds with your system?
You can start off with both of them. I recommend, for quick growing, rather go to your local nursery, see what they have. They would also know what's in season. And they'll have what stock, what in season. So you can just basically just take from there and add that into your system. If you're taking some seed, it might take a week or two, a little bit longer.
I see. Okay. Right. This is sounding more and more interesting. I suppose I can grow plants like that as well?
You can grow plants like that as well.
Okay, what about fruit trees? I suppose I'm stretching it too far now.
I've managed to successfully grow a couple of fruit trees, and for some other reason, fig uses the best timing, and it grows very well.
Okay.
And unfortunately, after a season, the fig tree dies out.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's not impossible.
It's not impossible. I think we still need to look into that a bit more. But let's say for a mission to Mars, that's one way of thinking about it.
Definitely, yes, for sure. So you've now mentioned where people can get such systems. So we'd have to explore that a little bit more as to where, but you have mentioned it in principle. We'll cover the contact details shortly.
Yes, there's also a website available if you log on to urbanveggies.co.za.
Okay.
Or just there's a Facebook page as well, that's Urban Veggies. And that would give you all the details, also gives you a couple of nice photos and a bit of an idea of what the system looks like. It's got a very organic feel and it blends in. It's basically a wooden look system.
Excellent. And you said it's urbanveggies1word.co.za.
.co.za.
And it's veggies, V-E-G-G-I-E-S.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. And what would you say the future holds for Urban Veggies? Are we going to Mars with it?
Hopefully we're taking a proper sample with it.
Okay, that sounds excellent. But from your point of view, what does the future hold?
With everything our water is and everything being a bit of a never very well balanced, or the equilibrium has been thrown out a little bit, this would allow you to actually know that you constantly have fresh veggies on your balcony, in your house. We can also install growing cupboards, and it just opens so many doors. To be self-sustainable in a way that you can walk to your cupboard instead of having a fridge with the veggies in there that's already been cut, you still have your cupboard with veggies that you can cut from. And you know, tomorrow I'll come back and they'll still be growing and they'll still be edible without having to worry buying a bag of spinach, and in 2 weeks' time you're going to have to buy another one. Now you have a little plantation in your cupboard.
Yeah.
So in the future, I think it's going to be very close. It's going to be very good.
It certainly sounds that way, as a cost saver as well. Cost saver, resource saver, the whole lot. Ozzy, so on your website, urbanveggies.co.za, do you just... So two things that I would like to just ask about. Do you on there describe how your system works, all the things we've been discussing, and you've got an easy purchasing system on your website?
I do have an EFT system, and there's a PayPal and pay links as well.
Okay.
Which comes directly onto me. So if you order today, in about 2 days, 3 days, depending on post, you'll have your system right by your doorstep.
Okay.
And there's also explanations, little video clips on showing you what to plant. And with your system that you receive, you'll get a growing tip guide, which will tell you, okay, spinach is an all-year plant, and watercress is a summer grower, and lettuce is a winter grower. So you have all your details that need to get you sorted, started up.
Yeah. And any limitations of what I can't grow in your system?
My specific system, unfortunately, potatoes. Any root veg, which is a hard underground root veg, you won't be able to grow. But beetroot, carrots, a lot of other things you would be able to. Onions do very well in my system.
Okay.
And beetroots and radish and everything that's on top of the soil, but still in the soil directly.
I understand, yeah.
But limitations, unfortunately, potatoes, which I know is a staple in Ireland, so I'm not sure if the Irish would love this one.
Yeah, and I suppose I can even grow rice in it. Or am I pushing it a bit?
You can definitely grow rice in it. Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. And on your website or on in your kit, I'm not sure what you call it, the product, do you have instructions of how I set it up and how much space I need and so on?
I normally deal with three different systems. The first little system is basically a plug-and-play system where you just add your water. It's got a little instructions that says, hey, okay, you need to put 7.5 liters of water in there and this amount of nutrients and just add a plug and there basically it goes. So it runs off of electricity. The other one is a mountable system which comes with all the instructions on how to mount it on a wall. The first one I call the herb planter, which grows 6 herb plants, which is ideal for just something in the kitchen or something outside the kitchen door. Where your second one grows 24 plants, and then I also have a 12 planter, which is more for designed for bigger veggies, and like I say, spinach, and a little bit more, not only compared to something that you would use, for instance, parsley, and you cut out some of it, and it still grows for a couple of years after that.
Yeah.
And with a bigger one, it's basically designed for plants that you cut out and reuse the space to grow another plant in there.
Yeah. So, and your website and the package that arrives at my doorstep describes all of this, even for a novice, how to get started and so on.
Even how to get started if you have no clue what's going on.
That's fantastic.
Have a look on the website and that will give you all the information you need.
Fantastic. Ozzy, I'd like us to... Yeah, sorry.
Yes, I'm also opening a shop which would be selling the complete product. So you can come in and have a chat with me. And I'm in Melville for the first.
Oh, so you're just around the corner. You've moved from the Free State.
I've moved from the Free State. I'm in Johannesburg.
Oh, so we can come and visit your shop. You have opened the shop or you're in the process of opening it?
At the moment, I'm busy with the shop fitting. So what I will be supplying is you can come in and buy a system, buy the nutrients, buy any extras and add-ons that you need. And then I will also, I've got a little hydro farm, so you can also buy your fresh veggies from me.
I see. So it's an all-in-one shop.
It's an all-in-one. I'm all about it.
Yeah, very, very nice. Just by the way, and it's got nothing to do with me, but are you by any chance vegetarian?
No. I do eat meat.
Okay. That was just being curious. Ozzy, just the nutrients. This is the second time the thought just occurred to me. And these nutrients, do we have to get them from you? Do you get them everywhere? Are they safe?
They're 100% safe. You get a couple of different ones. You get the organic ones, which is basically made from plant materials and worm farm. So you have the red worm seed, which produces most of your nutrients in there. And then you do get other companies which also have more chemical nutrients down there, which is made from chemicals mixed with organic materials. You also have, I know, for some of my vegan customers, they've asked me before, not having something for like a fish emulsion, which you would buy from Mica or a local nursery.
Yeah.
And you would be able to use that as well, but some people prefer just using organic, 100% organic veggies.
Yeah, it certainly makes sense. I'm curious about your, just moving on, I'm curious about your employment project. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
What I've recently started is, I've seen a lot of unemployed people alongside the road and the day wages people.
Yeah.
So what I've done, I've created a platform for them, working on the Facebook page as well. And what I've decided to is hand him a couple of seeds, a small packet of seeds. So he'll be standing next to the road there for you. You can see the man on the Facebook profile that I have, and you would know, okay, today he would be selling spinach seed or chard seed or a certain type of seed that is seasonal. And I donate all the seeds to him, and that also helps him make a living. So anything he sells, he keep for the public, 5 rand, 10 rand bag of seed, and he also makes a bit of money, and he can buy the bread and the day.
Yeah, that is very interesting. All the best with that project.
It's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, and it certainly sounds win-win to your. Urban veggies, and also to the person who you basically employ now.
Yes, it's a basic employment, but there's also the more he sells, the more he earns to have his bread.
Yeah.
So I know there's some of the guys are standing on the street corners for weeks in and weeks out, and we all know them. You give them a rand or a 5 rand every now and then.
Yeah.
And you know, okay, next round he might not be there. But mostly the guys that's always there, I've come to know the routes that I've traveled. So we'll be able to start with the basic guys that I've known already.
Yeah.
And from there on I'm hopefully we're getting to a bigger stage with that and helping my fellow man out.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Well, there's another side to it also. That it might raise interest with them, and they could then feed themselves with a nutritious meal.
That could also be a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, certainly they will become interested in this, and maybe even at home, no matter where they stay, maybe they can set up one of your systems.
Yes.
Maybe it's a bit far-fetched, but I'm sure it's not impossible.
I don't think it's impossible, not for you.
Yeah, okay. Very interesting, and well done, and all the best.
Oh, thank you very much, and thanks for the opportunity.
Okay. Anything else from your side? We're reaching the end of the discussion now. Anything else from your side that we missed that you might want to still add?
I can't think of anything at the moment.
Okay.
But if there's any questions, then give me a call or email. All my details is on urbanveggies.co.za.
Okay, first class. And I certainly would like us to discuss, get together and on the radio and discuss something else, some other topic in depth. And maybe you can give us a feedback on your employment project for a future discussion.
Yes, 100%.
Righto. So that was Ozzy from Urban Veggies. Ozzy, thank you very, very much for interesting information. It's an eye-opener for me, and I'm sure that this is something for the future.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, thank you again.
Oh, thanks. Have a good evening.
Thank you, likewise.
Thank you.
We're reaching the end now. I'm your host, Emmanuel, and over to the music. Enjoy.